In a case that made national headlines in 2015, Joseph Patterson was convicted of murdering the 2-year-old son of former Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. Patterson appealed his conviction to the South Dakota Supreme Court, who heard arguments on Monday, October 2nd. At trial, the state brought out testimony that Patterson had a history of harshly punishing other children. Patterson says the evidence unfairly impugned his character, but the state says it was legitimately used to prove motive and absence of accident. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks has this report.
Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweetland says the prosecution is allowed to introduce evidence of prior conduct under certain conditions, even if the evidence makes the defendant look bad to the jury.
Prior acts evidence may impugn a defendant's character. It may nonetheless be admitted if for a logically relevant purpose other than character, such as motive, identity, absence of accident. And as observed in Wright, when offered for a relevant non-character purpose, the balance tips emphatically in favor of admission, unless the prejudicial effect outweighs its probative value.
The defense says in this case, the prejudicial effect far outweighed the value. In rebuttal, Sioux Falls attorney Mike Butler says the state not only used the defendant's past history to malign him, the prosecutor also used it to invent a story told in closing arguments without having any proof that it was true.
And the motive gets connected to a fabricated event that occurred that day. There was no evidence of a disciplinary event. The actual testimony is to the contrary.
Butler says on the day the child died, his mother brought him home from daycare, had pleasant exchanges with Patterson, and left for the gym. 5 minutes later, she was called back home.
So in that 5 minutes, the state would say, Tyrese pointed at the TV, Tyrese is whining, Tyrese wanted the channel changed, Joey Patterson snapped. None of which there is a factual basis in this record for. That is the absolute misuse of other acts evidence.
Both sides presented experts who disagreed whether the child's death resulted from choking on a piece of candy or from 4 blows to the head. Butler says other acts evidence becomes a tiebreaker in a closed case. Justices will issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.